Isaiah chapter 19. The burden of Egypt. Behold, Jehovah rideth upon a swift cloud, and cometh to Egypt, and the idols of Egypt are moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt melteth in the midst of it. And I will incite the Egyptians against the Egyptians, and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst of it, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek unto the idols, and unto the conjurers, and unto the necromancers, and unto the soothsayers. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord, Jehovah of hosts. And the waters shall fail from the sea, and the river shall be wasted and dried up, and the rivers shall stink, and the streams of Egypt shall be diminished and drain away, the reeds and sedges shall wither. The meadows by the Nile, on the banks of the Nile, and everything sown by the Nile shall be dried up, be driven away, and be no more. And the fishers shall mourn, and all they that cast fishhook into the Nile shall lament, and they that spread net upon the waters shall languish, and they that work in fine flax, and they that weave white stuffs shall be ashamed, and her pillars shall be broken in pieces, and all workers for hire shall be sad of soul. They are but fools, the princes of Zoan, the wise counselors of Pharaoh. Their counsel is become senseless. How say ye unto Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they then, thy wise men? Let them now tell thee, and let them make known what Jehovah of hosts hath purposed upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan are become foolish, the princes of Noph are deceived, and the cornerstones of its tribes have caused Egypt to err. Jehovah hath mingled a spirit of perverseness in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof, as a drunkard that staggereth in his vomit. Neither shall there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, palm branch or rush, may do. In that day shall Egypt be like unto women, and it shall tremble and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Jehovah of hosts, which he shaketh over it. And the land of Judah shall be a dismay unto Egypt. Every one that thinketh of it shall be afraid for himself, because of the counsel of Jehovah of hosts, which he hath purposed against it. In that day shall there be five cities in the land of Egypt, speaking the language of Canaan, and swearing by Jehovah of hosts. One shall be called the city of Heres. In that day shall there be an altar to Jehovah in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at the border thereof to Jehovah. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness to Jehovah of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto Jehovah because of the oppressors, and he will send them a savior and defender, who shall deliver them. And Jehovah shall be known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians shall know Jehovah in that day, and shall serve with sacrifice and oblation, and they shall vow a vow unto Jehovah and perform it. And Jehovah will smite Egypt, he will smite and heal. And they shall return to Jehovah, and he will be entreated of them, and will heal them. In that day there shall be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and Egypt shall serve with Assyria. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom Jehovah of hosts will bless, saying, Blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance.